With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Attacks in Russian-occupied regions of Ukraine that have resulted in nearly 30 deaths have been observed.
Russia installed officials in the partially occupied Ukrainian regions of Kherson and Luhansk said Ukrainian attacks left around 28 people dead and injured more. This happened as Russia and Ukraine continued to exchange drone attacks overnight. Ukraine did not comment on either assault. Meanwhile, Ukraine launched drones across the Russian territory, with Russia's defense ministry reporting 25 drones destroyed over the southern and western regions and Crimea. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
There has been a sharp increase in credit card delinquencies this year.
Americans' vigorous shopping using plastic is putting more and more consumers at risk, says Silvio Tavares of Vantage Score. He says delinquencies are now above pre-pandemic levels, and younger adults and renters are facing the most trouble ahead. The National Foundation for Credit Counseling says anyone at risk of delinquency should reach out as soon as possible to get advice from a nonprofit credit counselor. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Tens of millions of European Union voters at the polls in EU parliamentary elections today. It's a massive exercise in democracy that experts expect to shift the bloc to a more conservative stance and redirect its future. The war in Ukraine, how climate policy is affecting farmers and other real people, and migration, some of the issues weighing on voters' minds. Police say they found a body on a Greek island believed to be that of missing British TV presenter Michael Mosley. His family says it is him. This is SRN News. South Dakota voters will decide again on whether to legalize recreational marijuana. Secretary of State Monet Johnson's office had validated the measure for the November general election ballot. It'll be the third time South Dakota voters have weighed in on the question. In 2020, they passed a measure that was later struck down in court for containing multiple issues. In 2022, voters defeated a single subject proposal to legalize recreational marijuana. 24 states have legalized pot for recreational purposes now. Ohio voters did it most recently. The Australian Christian Schools Alliance says a new report by the country's Law Reform Commission amounts to an attack on faith and freedom. The commission says it should be illegal for schools to remove or expel LGBT staff or children because of their sexual orientation. It also wants to make it more difficult for faith-based schools to hire staff based on the religious convictions of the prospective staffer. This is SRN News. Since the pandemic, demand for quick food delivery has skyrocketed.
But not everyone is happy about it. Major cities going after delivery drivers on scooters, motorcycles, and mopeds who work for DoorDash, Grubhub, and others. There have been complaints about drivers running red lights and even driving on sidewalks. New York officials have confiscated 13,000 unregistered delivery bikes. In Washington, officials launching a program to enforce speed limits for the two-wheeled delivery vehicles. Jason Walker reporting.
Today is Sunday, June the 9th. It's the 161st day of 2024. On this date in history, 1972, heavy rains triggered record flooding in the Black Hills of South Dakota. The resulting disaster left at least 238 people dead. It cost hundreds of millions of dollars. This is SRN News.